B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Ryan.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to today's caller, Leslie. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
Well, how was your Valentine's weekend recently?
It was pretty good, I guess. I don't know. I'm a little conflicted.
Okay.
Let's hear about it.
Okay, so I've been dating this pretty awesome guy for 3 months, and we just went away for our first romantic getaway, and it was awesome. Like, it was perfect until we left. Well, when we were packing up to leave, I discovered that, you know, he was taking all of the soaps, all of the towels. Basically, if it wasn't bolted to the hotel room, he was putting it in his wagon.
Listen, I'll take some shampoo, of course, right? You know, when you go to the gym for a grueling workout, you might need some shampoo.
But he went into, like, the cart outside for the housekeeping, mm-hmm. and he just helped himself. He just acted like nothing was wrong. Like, it was totally normal.
So, Leslie, it's common to take the shampoo, maybe some soap and all that. It's all good. I mean, was that really it?
So, the room was really nice, and there were robes in the room. And he called down to the office and said that he only had one robe and that he actually stole a robe and lied about it. Like,
hers robe, and he said that there was only one in the room.
Yeah.
So they brought him a robe.
Yeah, it was a lie robe. It was just not even an, it was a dishonesty robe. I don't even understand.
Disrobe him, yes. All right, did you say anything about that, though? Because that's bigger than soap and shampoo. Yeah.
I was so upset. I said something, and his response was this: I paid $500 a night for that room, and I'm owed this stuff.
Oh, wow.
Then what'd you say?
I said I disagree and that I'm not comfortable with it, and he said that he just doesn't care and he's not going to stop.
His whole mindset is, I paid $500 for the room, nice romantic weekend, and he's going to take everything he can get his hands on for it. Wow. That's not how it works. So what else about this guy?
I mean, this guy, he volunteers at the local food pantry, and he makes me go to church with him every Sunday. Okay. It's just so out of the blue. I don't get it, and I honestly think it's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He goes to church. He takes you to church.
Well, he's got a lot to go to church for.
Well, I'm just wondering if they, you know, they pass the hat. I'm sure he's, I hope he's not dipping into that.
Yeah.
Confession every week.
So you're wondering if it's a deal breaker, right?
Yeah, I'm just not getting any younger. And, you know, he might be the one. Mm-hmm. And I'm not quite ready to kick him to the curb yet because of just one character flaw. But this is huge.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big flaw. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, do you have any experience with this? Like,
well, Bob loves hotel shampoo.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I get that. Don't you take hotel shampoo?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's there for you.
Well, especially if I use it. I never leave it.
Well, no, you don't
want to. Because then they're just going to waste it. Yeah.
But when you start asking for the robe take, then that's
so,
not good.
Maybe this is a bigger issue.
Yeah. Hmm. You do have concerns, right, Leslie? So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, does he dine and dash? Did he just complain to get stuff for free? I don't know.
All right, you guys have been going out for 3 months, and now maybe you're getting to know the real guy. That's also a concern, too. And where does it stop? Okay. Leslie, thanks for coming to Morning Court. It's definitely an interesting dilemma, so we're going to see if we can get you some help. We'll have folks call 888-410-1057. Thank you, Leslie. You stay tuned. You might not hear what you want to hear.
Thank you.
All right, so Leslie's brave enough to call the show. And remember, so he's kind of a klepto, but he goes to church, where he probably confesses his sins.
Yeah.
Before he heads back out. Is that a deal breaker? Okay, I mean, it seems like a lot. It's not just the shampoo. He took the robe. And so you'd ask, what else is out there? What else are you doing?
Huh.
All right, let's help her out. You hear it. She likes the guy, but it was a kind of a weird getaway weekend that she found a little unsettling. 888-410-1057. If Leslie was your friend, what would you say to her, okay? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That's exactly what Leslie's got, a semi-charmed kind of boyfriend, all right? She's semi-charmed right now because the jury's still out. 3 months they've been going out, and this past Valentine's weekend, I guess, I don't know if it was this or the last, they went to a nice hotel. And he just took everything that was not wired down or nailed down, including a robe, He said, look, I spent $500 on this hotel. I'm taking it. Took the robe, every shampoo, took stuff out of the cart. Is it a problem? All right, so let's go to our first caller today. Good morning, ROR.
So, I mean, I don't agree with the guy. I understand it. I don't agree with it. But since he paid for it and he wanted to get his money's worth, she should take him out for a getaway. She should pay for the hotel room, see if he still does the same thing.
Oh.
Then perhaps since she's paying for it, then he can't really just take what he wants. You know?
Oh, I like the way you think. That's a good idea. It's a test.
It's a lot
of
it.
Yeah, if he still does it, then perhaps then it's a deal breaker.
Yeah? Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Because if it's like, all right, well, if he pays, he thinks the mindset that he gets the perks.
Right.
Know? But if she does, then it's a different story. Like, you might be able to work with him if it's his deal. But if he's just a general sticky fingers person all the way, no matter who's paying, then it's like something to think about. Oh, I like it.
Yep.
Plus, it involves another weekend away, which I always love. Yeah,
okay.
We all do.
Thank you, Alex. That's advice.
That's good advice. I like it. Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks.
Well, so it's one more shot, right? So she'll find out.
Yeah. Like, okay, is this like a pattern? If I pay, does he feel like he needs to do that?
Right. Do you agree with Alex here that that's the way to go? Or would you even want to go away with him one more time?
Get another robe.
Yeah. His and hers. Okay. 888-410-1057. See if we can help Leslie out today. 1057 WROR 80s and more. It's not a woman to blame on this one. It might be a guy to blame.
Might be. For sure.
So in case you missed it, Leslie called for Morning Court. She had a romantic Valentine's getaway with a guy she's been seeing for 3 months. A hotel room, all nice, very expensive. And then he decided that, hey, I paid for everything. I'm taking it. Not just the shampoo, you know, the soaps and all, whatever. Mm-hmm. He called down for a robe and was, thought be clever to leave with the robe because he paid $500 for that room. So what do you think for Leslie's situation? Vivian, what do you see? Good morning, Vivian.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, so what do you see here?
First time caller. It's all in the way you are with people. When you do the right thing, you get a good response.
Hey, Vivian, do me a favor.
You did it the wrong way.
Vivian?
I was at a...
Can you turn your radio down? I'll come right back to you.
But it's the computer.
Oh, is that what it is? If you can just turn the volume.
I'll walk away.
Oh, don't walk away.
I was at a hotel in Old Orchard Beach many, many years ago, and I fell in love with the lotion they had in the rooms.
Yeah.
And as we were leaving at the end of the weekend, I said to the housekeeper that was right outside our door, I said, I absolutely love your lotion. Where can I go to order that? You know, you get a lot more honey with, what is it, that saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, I just was nice. You know when you're nice, it makes a big difference? Mm-hmm. She grabbed a bag of 12 of those bottles and gave them to me.
Oh, wow. See?
Just ask.
She gave me those little bottles they put in the room.
Yeah. So, I mean... But I'm not sure. I mean, that's because you're an honest person, right?
Well, that's the way to do it. That's what she's saying, by example.
And I didn't expect that. I just wanted to tell her that it was good lotion.
Yeah. So how would you steal a robe?
Yeah.
I would never do that. Yeah, no, you're right. I'm kind of an honest person.
Well, Vivian.
Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy.
No. Thanks for calling, though.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I love saying, love to say that. That's great. Thank you, Vivian.
So nice to talk to you guys. Thank you. I enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much. Okay, Vivian.
ROR is the best. Thank you.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Thanks, Vivian. All right, let's say hi to Lenny. Lenny, what is your advice for Leslie today?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. We all taking towels, soap, mouthwash, maybe even one of those warm blankets that the hotel's had. You know, maybe Leslie's holding feelings because she didn't call down and say there was two robes missing and she didn't get one out of the deal.
Wow. Two robes make it right, as it turns out.
Is this a collect call? Are you calling from jail?
Lenny.
It's like, take it.
Are you dating Leslie?
Lenny and Leslie?
Oh, my God.
Lenny, seriously. So
you
you're
take the blankets?
Well, wait.
Yeah. Tell me more about that.
Well, that thread.
I know. I don't want to rip it. You take the blankets, you know,
Lenny? The blankets they used to have underneath the, you know, the first sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah, called a blanket.
How blankets work, Lenny.
Yeah.
Wrap it up and take it. 500 a night. He's like, he didn't take the TV.
Okay. Wow. Lenny sees nothing. Wow. As a matter of fact, he's encouraging.
Yeah, somebody's not calling from the Four Seasons either.
You know, I appreciate your honesty, though.
Yeah, listen,
Lenny,
you know, it takes all kinds.
Yeah, Lenny says, so Lenny, you have no problem, and you say that Leslie should continue to see him. Is that what you're saying?
Whatever.
That's it.
Okay.
Maybe bring a screwdriver to get that TV.
We all have faults, right?
No, we all do. But yes. We're wondering if that's too big to get over. Is
not
the question? Lenny's no.
Lenny says no.
No, Lenny says he.
Little pebbles.
Yeah, Lenny says step up his game a little.
It's Grisney. Let's talk.
All right. Well, that's what we're looking for. Leslie might want to hear that. Okay, 888-410-1057. Should Leslie be concerned about his sticky little fingers or not?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
Okay, it's 8:29 and Morning Court today. We talked with Leslie. So she's seen a guy that for about 3 months, they went away Valentine's weekend. Romantic getaway in a nice hotel. Apparently that hotel room for the weekend was $500. So her boyfriend wanted to get his money's worth. Not only absconding with shampoo and soaps and all the freebie stuff they expect, but he went one better.
Yeah, he actually stole a robe, but here's how he did it. He called down to the front desk and said, I'm missing a robe. They brought up an extra robe, and so he took that third robe and packed it before he even started the trip.
See that?
That's diabolical.
So Leslie's like, I don't know if I could be with somebody who's a klepto, but on the other side, he goes to church and he volunteers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she said it's out of the blue. What should Leslie do? We're going to start with you, Amanda. What are your thoughts?
I mean, if this guy can afford $500 a night hotel rooms, I wonder why he can't afford himself a good bathrobe.
Right.
You know what?
It
makes you think, right? Is he like the thrill of the game?
Yes. Exactly.
But there are some people.
Yeah, you know.
Don't you think there are some people that, like, okay, they owe me. I paid $500. I'm taking more. I wonder if he's got this kind of like.
Yeah, kind of a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Chip on the robe on his shoulder.
Yeah. But that is a good question.
They might want to get rid of that chip because I don't think they owe him anything.
Yeah. So you say, Leslie, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd be careful. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'd be careful.
I'd lock up my things.
Yep. Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the best advice.
Right.
All right. Have a great day, Amanda.
Maybe not come to my place.
Right.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Missy. What do you say, Missy?
Good morning.
Good morning, Missy.
I just wanted to make a comment about Leslie's date.
Yes.
I don't know what hotel they stayed at, but I happen to own a unit in a really nice hotel. And whenever items are missing, such as a robe, or kitchen stuff or whatever, the owners are charged for whatever is missing.
Oh, okay.
So it's not, he thinks it's a freebie.
Yeah, no.
It's not a freebie. You get, I don't know what hotel he stayed at, but if it's a really nice hotel and there are owners, like you get, people pay for that. So every time something saying they go in, so if the next guest goes in and they call and say, well, there's not a robe, then we get charged for it. The owners get charged. It's not free.
Where do you have a hotel room? I'm just asking.
A Ritz.
Oh.
In the Ritz.
In Florida.
Florida.
Wait a minute. Back up.
Yeah.
So you own a room at the Ritz.
A condo. It's a condo.
Oh, it's a condo. And you rent it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if someone.
Yes.
Oh.
Sweet.
Wow.
Yes.
It is a suite.
Can you get her number?
I can. So we're in Florida. Where in Florida, Missy?
Fort Lauderdale.
Nice. That sounds great.
Yeah.
But since I've become an owner, I've learned all kinds of things that you just really didn't realize.
Is it worth it for you?
You get tagged. You get yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
But you get tagged for everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. So I'm not sure if this room they stayed in is similar to your situation, but still, story's the same. Someone is paying for it.
Well, somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody pays for it.
Yeah, I mean, you expect the soap and the shampoo to be taken, right?
Sure, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
But big ticket items that, you know, those robes are about $100 pop.
All right, so Leslie's listening. Go ahead. Give her the advice, Missy.
I think she should think about it, because if he's not very considerate, I don't know how it would be like going forward.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I agree.
All right.
I don't
anyway,
like it.
I love your show. Have a great day.
Thank you, Missy. So I like Fort Lauderdale.
Bye.
Call anytime.
Yeah, call
Missy.
Anytime, Missy.
Thank you.
Bye, Missy.
Have a good one.
Bye. Right.
You too. Very sweet. Oh, sorry. Florida's nice this time of year. Anyway, I think we have case closed, and not always, but I think that in this case, I think we can
suitcase closed.
Bang the gavel. She needs to, I think, just level with him and move on.
Yeah.
That's a bad character flaw.
It is. I think in the end, it's like, Okay.
That's a bad flaw. That's not like some, you know.
Yeah, that he defended it and didn't say like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, he didn't feel bad at all. So, Leslie, sorry. The jury has decided that you should say bye-bye. Okay? That's it. All right. So, coming up, somebody's going to be in the fourth row. Can't wait to tell that person that they're going to be in the fourth row to journey. Four on the floor.
Okay. Four on the floor.
All right, that's coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.